something in before we spoke, one of my greater concerns is the cost. And so we have to make sure that whatever is put in place that doesn't wind up putting the taxpayers and making them bankrupt. We're trying to find ways to keep and make Atlantic County affordable. We have so many seniors who depend upon a fixed income. And we have to realize that every time you take on a project and you don't consider the overall cost, what good is the wind turbine if there's nobody to provide electricity to? And so we have to be very, very cognizant of the fact that so many families cannot be over-affected by a rate increase or a cost increase. And that's something that we are keeping our eye on and need to continue to do so.
Yeah. And the most disturbing thing to me is that most of the education is being provided by the utility
proponents.
Yes,
people who want it.
So when you, and everybody's, you know, they're gangbusters about it. And I said, hey, you know, and obviously you have a lot more experience with this than I do, but if you want to get anything passed from a legislation standpoint these days, if you put green conservation ecology on it, you're going to get it through, regardless of whether it actually does affect things in that way. Megan Lamb, who is the fisheries liaison of a company up in Rhode Island, Seafreeze Limited, has been my main informer on this, and they have the closest experience with Rhode Island. What we found in that study is that fish do exhibit avoidance behaviors around electromagnetic energy, because basically there are big cables under the ground of these things and they're plugged into land. You know, they're really intense out by the wind farms, and then they dissipate a little bit on the way in. The other thing that happened in Rhode Island, which is really disturbing, is 50% of the cod embryos were killed. Hmm. Now, the whole concept is being sold to fishermen like it's going to be structure, we'll have tons of fish, and that has not been the case. In the case of New Jersey, since flounder are our cash crop, and obviously commercial and recreational fishing and hunting are the second biggest, it is the second biggest industry in the state after tourism, we want to avoid, like the plague, anything that would alienate our fish stocks and having them migrate to us. We've been told that they will leave and migrate around these farms, and we probably, it'll eliminate the fishery. Well, so that's what we're facing. The other point here is that we're being sold a bill of goods that it's going to save money. It is not. You know it. I know it. For every kilowatt hour of energy produced by a wind farm, it requires a kilowatt hour of gas to produce it. So it's actually going to up our energy costs. What can we do about this? That's what everybody keeps asking me.
Well, one of the things is what you're doing right now, and that's educating people on the realities of what this means. We have to always remember that our saltwater recreational industry generates over 16,000 jobs and has sales at over 1.8 million, and we're talking about over 4 million fishing trips. So when the industry ranked fifth in local sales, and that's $8 billion combined, and seventh in jobs with 52,000 in the entire country, we need to be aware that this has potential for significant impact upon not just our industry, but our South Jersey way of life. And so what you're doing now, I think, is one of the most important things, and that's educating people on where we are and what the future holds.
How do we slow them down, though? Because the fear is that because of the tax abatements, obviously, that they're fighting against the time deadline on, the you know, we've been told by the end of the year they're going to be building these things.
Well, smart regulations is obviously one of the keys that's important. We have to do better to make sure that we have people on the commission that are sympathetic and understand the facts and the realities of what's going on. And now we have Senator Congressman Van Drew, and that should certainly be a help to us in order to make sure that the federal government is aware of what's happening and to try to slow this down.
The three companies that I'm most familiar with cannot absolutely give us a guarantee that there will, that they'll be allowed to fish around these structures. And the analogy's been with the oil wells in the Gulf of Mexico. They're an entirely different animal. You know, they have drawn fish, they are structure, and they've been conducive, with the exception of oil spills, obviously, to helping the recreational and commercial fishing industry. That is totally counter. I mean, I'm not against wind farms. I spent a couple of years in Southern California. Yeah. They're awesome out there. Right. There are thousands of them. On land, they're great, but when you're putting things like that in an ocean that are untested, and generally, Germany is rebuilding their coal plants because the wind doesn't always blow, and they've had brownouts. So, you know, we have all this data out here, and I think we're kind of succumbing to foreign interests too soon.
What bothers me a little bit, though, also, that they're just as an aesthetic thing, it would bother me to be walking on the boardwalk and seeing 500 windmills out there. I mean,
yes, you know, no, you make a great point, and obviously this is a struggle, and it's difficult, and at the state and federal level, we have to make regulations that are appropriate and make sure that these things are considered and part of the discussion.
How do you go about doing that?
Well,
like, what's your process?
Putting people on the commission when I believe there's an opening right now out of Monmouth, and so that's one of the areas that we need to look at and speak with the administration and work towards making sure that we have fishermen who are represented and locals when they talk about things like the view and what it does to our natural environment. And you don't need sight pollution anymore, and you need noise pollution. So these are the ways that we can work to make it better.
Well, we know that won't be a big concern for most people. I mean, the coastline's limited, and we are blessed to be here. But what you mentioned earlier about costing people more, that will, because people don't know that. Right. How do you see the wind farms increasing people's tax and energy bills?
Well, you have to wait and see what the final analysis is. In other words, I know that when it came forward under Governor Christie, the argument was it's like a cup of coffee, not buying the coffee shop. And after the presentations were made, the governors and the BPU decided that, no, it's too expensive. So if they have the same plant, then clearly it's already been vetted once. So you'd have to see what they're doing to mitigate that and why this is different now.
Do you believe it's different?
Well, you're talking about people who have a self-interest. And so to find out, you really have to vet it and look at it very closely. Because depending on where you stand on it, you can pay an expert to come in and tell you whatever it is you want to argue.
We know that. And of course, Jeff Andrew knows that now, being on a federal level.
Sure.
Because Mike and I have been lobbying down there for about 4 years on the Mid-Atlantic Fisheries Management Council. We spent a lot of time. And what we've discovered is you can take that scientific data and do anything with it. And with the fishery, basically, is being used to stall regulations that would be conducive to building the fish stocks. Why? I have no idea. But what remains is, like you talked about, 52,000 jobs. Wind farms are going to add 1,000 jobs, but that's going to be to the expense of many, many others.
Yeah. Those are exactly the different sides of the coin need to be analyzed to make sure we do what's right and not what's expedient.
Mm-hmm. Got to research a lot more than has been done, and it just seems to me like they're moving too fast without digging into it.
Well, you and I will be in our graves, Mike, so they don't really have to worry about us, and
that.
Then they can kind of do whatever they want.
Don't say that.
You know?
I'm sure that there's plenty of people behind you.
You could have Jeff on.
No, I'm there.
Well, Bill brought up a really good point while we were listening to the tape about the interest of the European countries in these wind farms. Now, why are they here? And Bill, if you'll just go ahead and embellish that, because it's a great question.
Well, the European market is drying up.
Yeah.
And Germany's building coal plants to replace the windmills that aren't producing what they said they would produce. So the European companies, which is, I think there's three of them, are now over here pushing their goods on us. And, you know, I just don't believe it's going to work. It's going to be a detriment to the economy and the tourism in the state of New Jersey.
Robin?
Oh, it absolutely is. Well, you know, I am a glass half full type person. I'm happy to be that way because when New Jersey, and I honestly believe that we live in the best state in the nation. We wouldn't be bashed as heavily as we are if people weren't jealous of us, including the surrounding states and our flounder stocks. When we went out of compliance with the federal regulations that were going to force us 2 years ago to take 19-inch female breeders, we're taking 18s, they were going to bump it another size, and the mortality fish would have been even more than they are now, which 60% in July. We went out of compliance as New Jersey. And if enough people can be educated and understand exactly how detrimental this whole wind farm in the ocean concept is for New Jersey, then I do believe we can stop it. I've gotten some very disturbing news recently that, you know, we're going along thinking we have the time to stop this. There are people being trained right now to build them. They're in a training process. There's a pod of them. They will be placed in Maryland, and then they're going to another state. Then they'll be out at sea for 50 days in preparing to build these. So again, it's something that's being crammed down our throats because, as Bill brought it up, foreign interests want to take advantage of tax abatements. We will pay for it for the rest of our lives. It is being subsidized by New Jersey taxpayers. Now, why are people not up in arms?
I don't think they know about it yet.
That's the problem.
I don't think they understand it yet. But
are enough people maybe aware of what's going on around
I think
them?
That's probably what's happening.
The governor has to get this done, I think, by the end of this year, because whatever the authorization he has runs out at the end of this year.
Yeah. But why on earth would the previous governor vetted the project and found out that it was not to New Jersey advantage to do it? The foreign companies, the European companies, are leaving Europe and coming over here because they have basically devastated the opportunities over there. Why are we buying this bill of goods? That's what I don't get.
I've got no answer for it.
If I was disappointed in anything in our interchange with Senator Brown, it was that we were not passionate enough. You know, when you're in the throes of the moment, you think you're being really loud and raucous and everything, and we were pretty tame about the whole issue. This is serious stuff. I mean, this is something we can do to change the history of New Jersey in a positive way. So, Mike, don't feel any pressure. What are we going to do? It's all on you. You've got very broad shoulders.
Yeah.
And Bill.
The state elected a governor who campaigned on the fact that he was going to put windmills offshore.
Yeah.
And we voted them in. So, you know, we got what we got. I really don't see how it's going to get turned around. This is going to get rushed through, and you know the taxpayer is going to pay for it, and we're not going to get the results that they think they're going to get.
But Bill, you didn't think we'd get back from a 19-inch flounder to an 18 either, so that makes my little heart pitter patter a little bit.
We at that time we had a governor and a total administration that was looking out for fishing. We don't have that today.
No.
So, you know, you'll never see that happen again under the current administration.
What about Congressman Van Drew being on this farming committee and all that type of thing? You know, can we engage him in this?
Sure.